from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. Tragedy in Bergen County, where a four-year-old boy was struck and killed on Thursday in Oakland. Multiple news outlets report a family was leaving a doctor's office just before 4 p.m. when they were struck by a white Acura on a northern stretch of Route 202 that's also known as Ramapo Valley Road. Police say the child's mother and two siblings received minor injuries. The driver stayed at the scene, according to the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office. New Jersey news brought to you by the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app. Play hot online slots right now in the palm of your hand with the Bet Parks app. Play online slots based on the movies Rocky, Ted, and Goonies. Go to betparks.com. Must be 21 and in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. E-bikes continue to grow in popularity across New Jersey, and with them the need for safe practices, according to experts. Leanne Von Hagen, managing director of the New Jersey Bicycle and Pedestrian Resource Center, says it can be tempting to order, unbox, and ride, but learning about e-bike upkeep is key.
We do talk a lot about crashes, either bicycle or e-bike and motor vehicle, but honestly, number one crash is the bike not working right. The device itself having a problem, your flat tire, brakes not working, lack of maintenance.
In New Jersey, there are class 1 and 2 low-speed electric bikes and a growing class 3 motorized bike that's actually for riders 15 and up. And former Republican Congressman George Santos of New York is reporting to prison today. Santos pleaded guilty to federal wire theft and identity fraud and was sentenced to over 7 years in prison. He's also been ordered to repay nearly $400,000 to his victims. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts into your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Staying sticky for Saturday, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. All of New Jersey now under an extreme heat warning or heat advisory. The difference between the warning and advisory honestly doesn't matter. It's hot, it's humid, you have to take the alert. Code orange also issued for New Jersey today. Those sensitive to ground level ozone should stay inside in air conditioning as much as possible. Highs this afternoon, mid-90s, that's what the thermometer says. You factor in the high humidity, you get a heat index as high as 108. Sun turns to clouds this afternoon, and then we'll have to watch for spotty strong thunderstorms starting late this afternoon, peaking around dinner time, wrapping up this evening. Gusty winds, downpours, lightning are biggest concerns. Scattered clouds tonight, lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow will be better, not as hot, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Our next chance of rain coming up Sunday morning. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
It is 90 in Hamilton, 84 in Cape May Courthouse, Patterson. Is 89, fast traffic, instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, weather is brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick. Trust P.J. Fitzpatrick for the perfect new roof. They've earned thousands of five-star reviews, and they back all new roofs with their famous lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. They can install most roofs in just one day. Visit trustpj.com to schedule your free consultation.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.